You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, Bold and the Beautiful soap opera fans. This is Soap Dirt on YouTube, and we want to talk about something on Bold and the Beautiful. We are wondering if Sheila Carter's other kids might help her out of the jam she's in now. In case you didn't know it, John Finnegan, aka Finn, is not Sheila's only spawn. In fact, she has 5 children, 6 pregnancies, 5 children. Not all of her kids are very nice, so we have to question whether one of them might come help bail out their awful mother. Let's dig into this, but first, if you haven't already, click subscribe below so you don't miss any of our CBS soap spoilers for Y&R, for B&B, for all your favorite soaps. Now, as we dig into this Sheila Carter thing, we're going to be talking about Sheila both on Bold and on YR because different children were involved with her on different shows, and she was on both shows. So all we hear about is Finn, but there's no way that Finn is going to help her get out of jail, get out of the scrape she's in. And she already asked Jack Finnegan, one of her baby daddies. She had 6 pregnancies, 5 surviving children, 5 different men. So she had one child that was stillborn, and that was over on Young the Restless when she had drugged up and raped Scott Granger. That was way back in 1991. And she lost that child and then stole Lauren's son, Scotty Granger, and it was a whole big shady mess, just like you would expect from Sheila Carter. Let's look at her 5 kids and see if anyone would help out their murderous mom. Now, the oldest 2 are her twins, Daisy Carter Callahan and Ryder Carter Callahan. These 2 were born in 1988. They were played by Yvonne Zima and Wilson Bethel, and they were around mid-2000s, like 2009 to 2012. They were over on Young the Restless for the most part, but Daisy, they had crossover. All her kids have been talked about on both shows. So their father was Terrible Tom Callahan. Terrible Tom was the nickname given to him by Kevin Fisher and Michael Baldwin. Michael Baldwin was his stepson. Michael Baldwin is over on Y&R, and Kevin Fisher is his biological son, also on Y&R. And the mother of those 2 is Gloria Fisher. But before she had those kids, or around the same time, because it's hard to tell these fuzzy timelines because they were recreating this retroactive history. But Terrible Tom Callahan was a drunk and a wife abuser and a child abuser. So, of course, the exact kind of dad that you would expect Sheila Carter to have kids with. So she had these twins with him, and then we met them as adults. Daisy and Ryder are half siblings to Kevin, and they are twins, as we mentioned. Ryder and Daisy were both absolutely nuts, and they were obsessive, and they were so much like their mother, Psycho Sheila. These 2 are bad news. Daisy was a murderer, arsonist, kidnapper. Like her mother, she drugged and raped someone. Daisy drugged and raped Daniel Romolotti, and that's how she got pregnant with his sweet daughter, Lucy Romolotti, who Heather Stevens is now raising. So despite her being crazy, at least Daniel got a sweet kid out of it. Daisy was last seen at Fairview Psychiatric, reportedly checked out by her mother, Sheila. If you didn't know this, there was a brief patch of time where Sheila had plastic surgery to look like Phyllis, so Michelle Stafford was playing the part, and it was very weird. And so part of it was in that era, and they didn't know if it was really Phyllis or if it was really Sheila looking like Phyllis. And of course, then they explained later she went and got her face back. It's all very soapy. Ryder, her son, was a thief, a kidnapper, and a killer. He was last seen in 2011. Daisy was last seen in 2012. So would Daisy or Ryder help Sheila out the mess that she's in right now? Yeah, they probably would, because they're both wicked and rotten, and they're killers, and they probably wouldn't take too dim a view on what their mother has done. So would we get Daisy and Ryder back to help her? Maybe. It would certainly be interesting. All right, so that's her. She lost the one kid. That was her first pregnancy, and then her first 2 living children are twins, Daisy and Ryder. Next, we've got her daughter, Mary Warwick, who also went by the name Erica Lovejoy because Sheila had lied to her about her backstory for a long time. Mary was born back in 1997. Her father is Dr. James Warwick, a shy, sweet psychiatrist. We have not seen Mary on Bold and the Beautiful in 20 years. She was born in 97, and then at age 5, they did a Soros recast, soap opera rapid aging syndrome, and aged her up to a teen really quickly. She was the product of a one-night stand when Sheila Carter had her pal Mike Guthrie kidnap Jane's fiance Maggie Forrester, so he had thought she left him, and then he slept with her. Sheila had the baby and intended to let James and Maggie adopt, but then changed her mind and grabbed Mary. At one point, when Mary was an adult and came back as Erica, she had this crush on Rick Forrester and was getting closer to the Forrester family. That was in the early 2000s. And Sheila showed up and got involved with that because, you know, she always likes to be involved with Forrester stuff. And then her mom finally came clean to Mary about her backstory. Sheila finally told her about how she had basically stolen her from her dad, run off with her, raised her under the name Erica Lovejoy. And Mary was so furious, and this is at a time when Sheila was in jail for one of her many other crimes, that Mary physically attacked her, and she swore she was going to go find her dad, James, and just left her mom to rot in prison. So would Mary Warwick help her mother? No. It seems like a real long shot, because the last time she saw Sheila in jail, she decided that her mom deserved to rot there. So it seems very unlikely that she would help her. Sheila's fourth child is John Finnegan, aka Finn, and he is her child with Jack Finnegan. Jack was cheating on his doctor wife, Lee Finnegan, with Sheila. Remember, Sheila was a nurse at the same hospital where Lee worked, and he got her pregnant, and then Jack convinced Sheila to let him adopt the kid. He pretended like he was not the biological father. He and Lee adopted, and they raised Finn as their adoptive son, all the while Jack knowing that was actually his biological son. So would John Finnegan help Sheila out? The answer is no. While he didn't let her die while Lee Finnegan was standing there and was going to let her flatline with a heart attack, the only reason he didn't let her die is because of his Hippocratic Oath, and he saw her as a patient. It wasn't because he cared anything about her as a person. But would Finn do anything to get her out of prison? No way. No way. He would not put his son Hayes at risk. He would not put Steffi at risk. So we can definitely count Finn out from helping her. The last kid that we want to talk about is Diana Carter. She was possibly Massimo Marone's child. We found out about her in 2003, and there were a few scenes with her as a baby. There is some debate over whether this child is really Sheila's and if it's really Massimo's, if it is Sheila's. And why the mystery? It's because Sheila showed up with the kid all of a sudden. She had dated Massimo briefly when she first came to LA. You may remember that Massimo is Ridge's biological father. Even though he considers Eric his dad, his biological father is Massimo Marone. He was played by Joseph Mascolo. And of course, you might know him from Days of Our Lives as Stefan Damera. So if Diana really is the child of Massimo and Sheila, then she would be Ridge's half-sister, and she would also, of course, be a sister to Finn and all these other siblings we've talked about. Sheila told Massimo they had a child, and she had the baby, and then she used the baby as a human shield to save herself. But then one sign that the baby might actually be hers is that Sheila evaded the cops, turned back around, grabbed Diana, and ran off with her. Now, while Diana might have been a borrowed kid that she needed to return, or a stolen kid that she planned to give back, is not clear, but that might actually be her biological child. If Diana really was actually her child, maybe she would help her, because the bottom line is we don't know anything about Diana past this little thing. So she could be someone that grew up around Sheila and is willing to help her. Of her five children, three of them just might help. Her twins, Ryder and Daisy, are perfectly capable of helping her because they are criminals. And Diana is a question mark because we don't know anything about her. So the big question about Sheila is, will someone help her out of this scrape? Maybe. If you haven't already, click that subscribe button so you don't miss any of our Bold and the Beautiful updates right here at Soap Dirt. And be sure and watch during May sweeps because I still think that we are going to see some sort of Sheila Carter jailbreak coming in May sweeps. It's not, you know, that's not confirmed by any official Bold and Beautiful spoilers. This is me personally speculating that a villain like Sheila Carter should not be left behind bars. She should run off and be on the loose and live to terrorize another day. Will any of her kids help her? Maybe. There's three of them that might. The only one that's on scene right now is Finn, and he definitely would not.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast. Because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.